Y'all expecting me to show up in a poof of smoke or some such? Charmed to make your acquaintance, little lady. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is... Now what am I thinking? Giving a lovely young woman such as yourself my real name. How embarrassing. But thanks for yours, ma'am. That's a delightful one. You can call me... Lucius. That's a nice name, isn't it? Demons love a good L name. Really reminds you of the man downstairs. Now, what brings you out here to my most humble of intersections on this warm summer's night? Y'all here for pleasure or business? Ah, as I figured. Well then, why don't we both have a seat over here at the bus stop, and you can explain to me the specific nature of your business inquiry, ma'am. Now, my oh my, you do look stressed. What's the trouble, darling? Tell me what's bothering you. Boy, huh? Go on. You have my full attention. Interesting. Oh, no, that just won't do, will it? He said that. And then the two of you parted ways. Simply dreadful. Is that the reason why you've requested my services, honey? You want this boy dealt with? I can definitely do that. Do you have a specific punishment in mind? Or do you want me to get creative? You don't want him harmed. Interesting. So, what? Do you want his life ruined? Psychological torture? Haunting, stalking, paranoia, that sort of thing. I rather excel at that, if you don't mind me tooting my own horn. No? None of that neither. What exactly do you want me to do to the boy, then? You just want him to feel bad about it. Listen, sugar, I'm not entirely certain that you understand the full extent of my services. I mean, for what you're offering in return, it's gotta be something worse than that, you understand? You can't just go summoning a crossroads demon to have him put regret in the mind of a former lover. That's... Well, to be honest, it's a bit beneath my skill set, darling. Oh, hey now, don't do that. It's all right. I'm not angry or nothing. I promise. You're new to all of this. It's okay. You didn't know better. I'm aware that there's typically consequences when a deal can't be struck after a summoning, and that the consequences are typically severe. But... Look, you seem like a sweet girl. Most of the people who summon me aren't. They're mean, or vindictive, or cruel, or jealous, or angry, or all those lovely things. But you? You're just hurting something fierce, aren't you? You just want that little bastard to feel as badly about leaving you as you do about him leaving. Isn't that right? Ain't nothing wrong with that, honey. You're only human after all. Trust me, I've done much worse for far less. It's okay, I promise. Yes, darling, I promise. I'm not gonna hurt you, okay? For what it's worth, I do still think there's some kind of a deal to be struck here. But even if there isn't, I swear, won't a hair on your pretty little head be plucked betwixt my fingers? On my, well, not honor per se, but you understand what I mean. How can you trust me? Well, honey, the simple answer is that you can't after you've summoned me. You should understand that right now. Demons lie. So, because I do genuinely feel bad for you, I want to remind you to take anything I say with a pinch of salt, but demons do kind of have a sort of peculiar honor system. It's complicated. We're bound by oaths and contracts and the like, as soon as we believe in such things. There are some wild little devils out there who don't, and they are not to be trifled with, but as soon as a demon internalizes the notion of, well, contract law, they're bound by it. No matter how much lying, cheating, stealing, or adultering we might do, we do not break a contract. Yeah, it's a bit confusing, isn't it? Let me put it this way. Say a demon were to get married to a human. I know. They'd be signing a contract. The ceremony probably wouldn't have a priest involved, of course, but the contract would be binding. That demon would not do anything to harm that marriage. Wouldn't cheat, wouldn't lust for others, nothing. But they'd still more than happily go out of their way to ruin other people's marriages. Or even to seduce other people, if a job called for that. But they wouldn't be disloyal. You understand. Like I said, it's complicated. The point is, though, I swear to you that I do not intend to do you any harm. And that's not something I can just turn my back on, you understand. Of course, I could be lying about all of that. Maybe demons don't have any sort of honor or integrity. Maybe we don't give a damn about contracts. And we only pretend to play along with them to, toy with our food, shall we say. That's entirely possible, darling. Don't forget that. Rule number one about dealing with the unholy. Everything we say is a lie. And before you say, well, Mr. Lucius, wouldn't the statement everything we say is a lie also be a lie? Mm-hmm. But as I said previously, I do still believe that we can reach some kind of a deal, dear. I'm normally a bit of a tough customer when it comes to bargaining with mortals. Losing a golden fiddle will definitely make you reevaluate those habits, as it turns out. But you seem like such an interesting little thing. Like I said, most people summoning me are either real selfish or real angry. Or both. But you got a heart of gold in you. And a soul to match. It's, it's real appetizing. I would do a whole lot to get my hands on that pretty little thing. Like what? Honey, Oh, that's all that sparkle in your eye. Don't you get any funny little ideas in that cute little head of yours just because some old Lucius turned up the charm for you, darling. The incubi have their tricks. I stick to mine. A boy like me ain't no good for you, sugar. But I tell you what, I'll still bring you to bed. This your room. It's nice. I quite like it. Don't you worry your silly little head. Your car is parked in the usual spot. Someone else was parked there before, but theirs is now out in the dusty crossroads in the country. Hope they won't mind. Why'd I take you home? Well, honey, a demon though I may be, a gentleman I am. They could never quite scorch that out of me in the rack. It'd be terribly impolite of me to not ensure that my companion arrived home safely, especially at this time of night. But back to our discussion of deals. Perhaps there's still room for us to arrive at some sort of an arrangement. Well, that's the thing. You're too good for your own good. You ain't gonna request nothing worth my fee, and I don't feel right accepting that. Were it I pulling one over on a hapless human, that'd be one thing, but you came to me with that paltry offer. Wouldn't be right of me to take you up on it. I like to play with my food. I don't like the food putting itself on my plate. You understand? So instead of that, I'm gonna make you a counter offer in the form of the most devious, devilish, exploitative, evil thing one could ever possibly imagine. Employment. That's right, darling. A job. That good old exploitation of labor value, however you choose to call it, I'd like to have you as my assistant. Being a crossroads demon involves a lot more paperwork than you might imagine. Bureaucracy's hell, after all, and, well, hell's a bureaucracy. I could use a hand, filling out the paperwork for all the deals I make. You'd be fully reimbursed for your time, of course, and, it'd be work from home. I'm not about to have a sweet little thing like you coming down to the office. I'd put you up nice, little lady. All of life's finest things just for you. In exchange? Well, besides doing my busy work, I'm a fan of playing the long game, sweetheart. I'm betting that the more time I spend with you, the longer we know each other, the more that I put the levers of power over my abilities just within reach of your soft little hands, the more likely it is you might pull them. Understand? Demons are selfish little things, really. Doesn't matter how much I like you, I do still really want that beautiful soul of yours. So what do you say, sugar? You want to work for the devil? And that's what I hoped you'd say. And if that's the case, you best lay your little head on that pillow right there and get some rest. You got a busy first day tomorrow. And orientation starts at, well, whenever I want, honestly, but I'll be sure to make it comfy for my new hire. You get some rest now, darling. One more thing? What's that? Did I really say that I liked you? That don't rightly sound like something I would ever say about a human. You must have misheard me. Besides, princess, everything I say is a lie. Sleep well.